it's a great honor, but it's also absurd. I don't know that I deserve any proclamation or anything like that.
Governor Dennis Dugard proclaimed Friday as Dr. Lon Keitlinger Day in South Dakota. Keitlinger was born in Eureka and was raised in Campbell and Walworth counties. He obtained a biology degree from Augustana College, then earned a master's degree in public health and a Ph.D. in epidemiology. Keitlinger spent 20 years in Madagascar working to combat diseases like malaria before coming back home. He says his job for roughly the past two decades has been to provide public health data for legislators and his fellow South Dakotans.
My role is, you know, very much, I feel, behind the scenes. I'm, you know, constantly looking at the numbers, seeing how many deaths there are, seeing how many cases there are, seeing how many events there are, and analyzing it in such a way that it'll be most meaningful and useful.
One of Keitlinger's most significant efforts has been informing South Dakotans about the West Nile virus. In 2002, he worked with SDSU professor Dr. Michael Hildreth to identify the Culex tarsalis mosquito as a carrier of West Nile.
This African virus hitting the east coast of the United States and then in a matter of 3 years sweeping across the country and, you know, killing, you know, many South Dakotans, hospitalizing hundreds of people, making thousands of people sick, and now it's an endemic disease. We have the highest rate of West Nile of any state in the country. This African virus has unfortunately found a home in South Dakota.
Keitlinger says 73 cases of West Nile were reported in South Dakota this year. He says the rates of syphilis and obesity have gone up since he started working at the health department. Keitlinger says it's good news that South Dakota ranks near the top for the rate of people getting the flu vaccine and that the state's public health system focuses more on preparedness than it used to. Those tasks of looking at the numbers and educating state residents about diseases now rests on someone else's shoulders. But Keitlinger is far from done in the public health world. He plans to return to Madagascar next year as a Peace Corps volunteer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeremy Ludeman.